listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are literally 2 hours away from the Scorpio full moon. And I would have liked to get this done earlier, as I always feel, but for some reason, I'm always pulled to actually do it the closer things get to the event center I'm talking about. So I'm literally 2 hours away right now, or we are, or when I'm recording this, but then it'll be heard after, the Scorpio full moon. So it's a very, it's very potent energy. It's very good for transforming and rebirthing and becoming very wise and insightful about things that might be holding you back or complexes that are in your psyche that are getting in the way. You might even be able to clearly see your own. That's the good thing about Scorpio, is it really can look into the deep, dark depths of humanity and figure out what's wrong and where it came from and what needs to be fixed and how to fix it and what the cause is. So there is an ability to deeply heal, wounded parts of ourselves, to deeply heal anything in the body related to Scorpio, which often has to do with the reproductive organs or the organs of elimination. So if you have, you know, so many different things could be going wrong with your downstairs, that can be fixed right now, can be focused on and understood, because generally they can trace the diseases that show up in the body to the energies of the different chakras and the areas where they show up. And once you kind of have an idea of that, you get an understanding of the issues. So with that part of the body, it often has to do with feeling insecure and being ungrounded and feeling very unsafe on the earth plane, and likely could have come from abandonment as a child. And it could be like you were dropped off on the doorstep in a basket kind of abandonment, or it could be like emotional abandonment because you were raised with alcoholic parents that didn't pay attention to you, or maybe you had a narcissistic mother, or there's just a million ways you could have been abandoned and not had your needs met emotionally. Even if you came from a well-to-do family and had a pony, there's still ways that your emotional self could have been neglected and abandoned or rejected. Or all the Scorpio issues are very, they do have to do with the very kind of painful, they can have to do, they don't always, but often it's like when people are given up for adoption or, oh gosh, there's a million things, abducted, people that have been abducted. That has to do with Scorpio, the Pluto energy. So it can be quite heavy and dark, but it can also be just very deep and transformative. So if you want to get to the root of your own power, you need to be able to pull out whatever's getting in the way of that. So Scorpio has a knack for sniffing out the mysteries and figuring out where things went wrong. And if you've ever interacted with a Scorpio, they're never content. They don't enjoy small talk. They don't enjoy crowds usually or parties. It's usually a very one-on-one intimate connection when you're connecting with anybody with Scorpio in their chart, because they know the depths that we have under us and that there's always stuff going on under there, no matter how superficial or I guess superficial on the surface you like to be, there's stuff going on in the depths, and Scorpio knows that. So it's not comfortable with superficial relationships or chit-chat or any of the mundane stuff, because really what it's pondering all the time is the deep mysteries of life. So you might be feeling very ponderous and picking up on things in your psyche that need to be healed or changed, or just very, there's another thing with Scorpio, can be very like a dog with a bone. When it gets an idea in their head, it can be obsessive, it can be compulsive, it can be like just so laser-like focused on not necessarily the right thing. And because it's a fixed sign, it does have a hard time letting go. And that's often what we need, to that magical moment where you you know, release your grip is when the universe can kind of take the energy and run with it and see what it's going to bring you. But if you're kind of holding on to the old and unwilling to let go of the past for whatever reason, sometimes it seems like these like really legitimate reasons, like, oh, well, it's family, or, you know, you do anything for family. That's why you have to be loyal. And like, there's, it can be reasons that you hold on that aren't actually legitimate or aren't earning you any points. It's just keeping you stuck in a shitty situation that is kind of stunting your growth. So you don't want to be like using the Scorpio energy to hang on too long in inappropriate situations. So hopefully you'll be getting some insight into where you might be doing that right now because of the full moon. Like the sun is opposing the moon and it's shining a light on these sorts of issues. The opposition that we're dealing with right now with the sun and full moon in Scorpio is the sun is in Taurus. And Taurus famously doesn't like to have their feathers ruffled, or even they don't like going deep into things. I've got a Taurus mother. Actually, I have two Taurus mothers, which is pretty interesting because the mother I was born to is a Taurus, and then the woman I was given to is also a Taurus. Very interesting. And also two Taurus, the grandmothers that came on both sides were Taurus as well. And I think that my biological grandfather is a Gemini and the grandfather that raised me is a Gemini. Very interesting. So I'm very familiar with this Scorpio because I have the Scorpio moon and Taurus, the back and forth opposition that it creates. And the Taurus energy is like happy, just kind of going along and not really getting too deep into anything. But the Scorpio energy is it wants to know, it asks questions. And that was a constant like battle with my mom and I growing up, was that I wanted to know things. I would be like, well, what for, or why, or what are you doing this for? Why did you say that? And just because I truly am that level of curious as a person, which is why I even found astrology, because it answers all kinds of questions you didn't even know you had. So it kind of like was a wonderful channel for the Scorpio inquisitiveness and, you know, maybe deep dramatic tendencies that come with it. But my mom and I would always fight. She's like, why do you have to ask so many questions? You're always asking questions, questions, questions. And it literally would be, I'm like, well, why won't you answer my questions? So this is the one of the dynamics of the Scorpio Taurus energy that you might be dealing with. Part of you doesn't want to do any, actually, this is what I'm doing. The big part of me wants to go out and do gardening, very Taurus. I just want to go and plant my flowers and like play in the dirt. And I have no interest in working whatsoever right now. It's been really hard because I've been kind of busy lately. So this part of me that wants the Taurus, like enjoy the smells of the lilacs and play in the dirt and make things pretty, very Venus ruled, is kind of fighting with the part of me that's like, no, you need to like dive in, and you have charts to look at and podcasts to record and articles to write. And I have lots to do that's sort of very more focused Scorpio kind of work, because it's very Scorpio to look at charts and even to talk about things on this level and with this sort of depth is a very Scorpio thing. So tricky. You might be dealing with that too right now. Part of you is like dealing with the depths of things, which is what Scorpio is good at. And another part of you is like, I don't want to deal with that. I just want to maybe buy a new coat or go for dinner or cook something, which is a worthy use of the energy for sure. But if you could balance it out, which, I mean, with the Scorpio full moon, probably you won't have a choice. Like you're going to have to go to the full moon places. And with the Scorpio energy, it's likely, like Scorpio has to do with birth. It has to do with death. And they're very similar things. Like if you've been at a birth or if you've been at a death, I remember someone saying to me, actually an acupuncturist lady that I know said that you're never, and she works in a midwife clinic. So she's dealing with, you know, the babies being born all the time. But she said that you're never closer to death than when you're giving birth, which really is so true. Like it is a precarious time to go, like you're very, it is a very much a brush with death, giving birth. Like everybody's in danger in a way, whether or not, you know, we kind of fluff it up and we put people in hospitals and try to act like it's not so dangerous. But all of us on some level realize that this is sort of a dangerous passage that we're going through. So Scorpio is there when there is birth. Probably very many midwives and doulas are Scorpio. And it's also there when there's a death. So people that work in hospice or, you know, counselors, grief counselors, these two energies are very similar and they're very life transformative. Once a baby comes, nothing is the same. And once someone dies, nothing is the same. So this is the sort of heavy weight of the Scorpio. It's very intense, right? Birth is intense. Death can be very intense. They're very memorable, life-altering moments in life. And it's also the Scorpio energy is very good at merging and like it's where two people come together and they merge their resources. And because they're merging, there's more than there was when they were single people. It's like a gestalt coming together. So it's very good at recognizing the resources of other people and seeing who they want to couple with and where they want to spend their energy. It's a very powerful energy. So we all have access to that right now. What I would recommend doing with this powerful energy is cleansing your environment, cleansing your, you know, get rid of stuff, release, like really get rid of the stuff that you're attached to even. That'll be freeing. Like you have maybe your grandmother's china or something. It just sits there, but it's got all this like memory and meaning for some reason, which is probably why you're holding on to it. That's the sort of thing you want to get rid of. Things that there's like a weight attached to them. And the cleansing of that energy opens up so that new things can come to you, which is what we're kind of working on here with unfolding our lives, right? We want to create new situations and have our dreams come true or our wishes fulfilled or our ideals met. So this is the full moon that will help you release what's in the way. It could be like a psychological complex you have that's in the way. It could be a relationship or relationships that are in the way. It could be an attitude, a belief system, which would tie in with the psyche. But also, you know, fundamental, I think the way, like a lot of us are, you know, if you're anxious or if you're addicted, or a lot of time people are addicted because they're anxious. So they find something to try and run away from the feeling of anxiety through smoking cigarettes or drinking wine or eating bonbons or whatever it is for you, watching too much Netflix, which can be my favorite form of escape. It's watching too much Netflix. But there's lots of little ways we can do it as humans. You could shop. Hopefully it's like the less destructive, the better, right? Like shopping could be a huge problem, a huge debt load that would cause more burden. I mean, usually things that are bad for you, addictions that are bad for you will lead you, like just your life will start to spiral down and you'll get the feedback loop of the negative things that you're partaking in. So you should have a lot of insight right now. There's also a trine very close to this full moon between Mercury in Taurus and Pluto in Capricorn. This is the earth energy again, very much stabilizing, maybe letting you see with the Mercury mental insight what you need to do to change the things you need to change. Like you, or even to just be aware of like things that you just kind of put up with by default, things that you didn't realize you were doing and you just were doing. I'm trying to think of examples without exposing my whole family. I'd be like, I'm trying to like, well, I had this situation recently, but there's like a way that I was being or things I was accepting in certain relationships in my life that really bothered me, but yet I just sort of accepted them. But now I feel like, wait a minute, I'm not going to accept that anymore. Like it's funny because I hadn't even considered not being accepting, I guess because of the Scorpio. I have a Scorpio moon, so I've got this sort of loyal tenacity with relationships, with family relationships especially. So I'd put up with a lot more than I probably should have before I walk away. But lately, and I can feel it happening, and it could be the insight with the Pluto in Capricorn, and I'm very much concerned about building new foundations in my life and going forward with like healthy relationships and healthy circumstances and foundations. So now I'm getting insights like, oh, you were putting up with this when maybe you shouldn't have been putting up with this. Like, why do you even do that? So there could be something like that you're dealing with too, where you're suddenly aware with the Mercury in Taurus that there's something that isn't jiving with your value system. Something you do value is being compromised, and you've just put up with it for no real good reason. So you could be coming aware of that and what you need to do to fix that, habits you need to change. And then the Scorpio full moon is actually in sextile with Saturn in Capricorn and Pluto in Capricorn. So that's like the watering can to the flowers you just planted, like, or with Capricorn, it's probably more like a tree, like an oak tree or a sequoia. Apparently the sequoia is like the biggest tree in the world. It's like a Capricorn and Pluto. Everybody's quite ambitious in that realm. So it's probably a big tree, but you need to, when you first plant it, you need to water it and care for it and make sure the roots don't dry out. And that's the Scorpio energy, you know, patting in the dirt and making sure that you have the right fertilizer and being aware and questioning whether things are right. And if they're not right, doing something to fix them. So it's a nice energy. Like it's like you're willing to work on it. You're willing to do the work to get to the root of the problem. And that's all you really need to be, is willing. And then things start unfolding in very magical ways. There is also a conjunction. This is interesting. Shortly after the exact time of the full moon, there's a conjunction between Venus in Taurus and Uranus in Taurus. And that a conjunction, I'm sure you know, is when the two planets share the same space in the sky. So they fuse energies. And Uranus is very, it's just like moved into Taurus for the next 8 years. And it will be, I guess we'll have to see how it all unfolds, but it's shaking. Taurus is very stable and unchanging, very fixed. And Uranus is the opposite of that. It likes to shake things up and change the way things have been done before. And it's like electric downloads of amazing information. Taurus might be happy even watching the same show over and over again, or reading the same book like six times, whereas Uranus could not, it does not have the time of day for that. There's so many new things to incorporate into the reality that we're living in that it comes along and just shakes things up. So being in Taurus, it's a tricky place for it to be. Like the foundations will change, and maybe in shocking, unexpected ways, but to liberate us and to, you know, open our spaces to new situations and new people, new interesting people, and people that are supportive and like-minded and, you know, maybe even genius level kind of people are showing up right now. And with the Venus there, Venus is what we value and our romance and connection and harmony and, you know, like what we, when you put Venus in and Jupiter together, often what you'll get is a very harmonious, lucky relationship. But sometimes the energies confuse and make you foolhardy with money, like very extravagant and spending foolishly only for the moment, rather than thinking, well, if I don't buy a new car, if I buy a car that's a few years old, you literally save thousands of dollars. So that's kind of smart Capricorn thinking. Whereas if you put Jupiter and Venus together in maybe Sagittarius or in some of the less, maybe even Taurus, because Taurus does like luxury, bad decisions might get made where money is spent foolishly. And then down the road, you're like, oh man, I really could use this extra money. But then I was being frivolous or extravagant or whatever. So there could be like a risk with this energy of being extravagant maybe, or being, you know, like making flash decisions that might not have been the best decision. So be careful with that, because you might, like it's an electric energy. I like to see it as, it's actually not after the full moon, it's right before the full moon. It's like, it could bring wonderful, great gifts is what it could bring, but you can't see it coming. And that's the tricky thing about Uranus. But with Venus there, it could bring like lovely new relationships or connections, or maybe even money you didn't expect, because Venus can relate to our finances. Suddenly there's money. Suddenly there's opportunity. Suddenly there's this amazing situation that's very likely with this energy. So it's very good to be very clear about what you're letting go and what you're attracting. Get your game plan written down. Scorpio is really good at laser focus too. So you can get really like all tickety-boo on the details. Make sure every little detail is there, because the more detail you have, the more it's kind of like then the more control you have over what you're creating. And also the detachment is necessary. A little tricky because Scorpio is the least detached sign there is. But same day that the full moon happens, the moon will then later on enter into Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is very good at being detached from things. It doesn't like hassles or too many complications in its relationships. And if things do start getting complicated, suddenly the Sag energy will be like, oh, I need an adventure. I need to see if the grass over there is greener than it is here, because it sure looks to me like it might be. So that can help. That can help us like let go of whatever we're working on or kind of whatever bone we've been chewing on. We can now bury it and move on to our next big adventure. So it is a potent time. The full moon is definitely, I'm sure you're feeling it. But again, I think there's so many good supportive aspects that you'll be able to really take advantage of, like letting go and seeing where you don't let go and seeing how you can let go, which I think is the powerful transformative energy of Scorpio at our disposal right now. So that is it for the information on the Scorpio full moon. If you have any questions or you'd like to contact me, I can be reached at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings for a most potent, productive Scorpio full moon.